When I was just a girl, an angel of God came to me and told me I was highly favored. Just like that, he greeted me and told me God loved me. The next thing he said was, "Do not be afraid." Many have asked me to tell the story. They want to know about the angels, the star, the shepherds, the wise men. People want to know what it was like to watch my son do miracles, to teach, to touch, to heal, to die, and to rise again. To those that ask for the stories, I gladly tell them. Any mother will tell stories about her son with great joy. I have witnessed the incredible love and amazing power of our God firsthand, and I will tell anyone that asks me all about it. But I especially love when people ask me about the very first part, how the angel said God loved me and do not be afraid. That's what I said to myself as I looked Joseph in the eye and told him what God was going to do through me and in me. It is what I repeated to myself on that long ride to Bethlehem and at the door of the inn, and laying in the hay of that stable in childbirth. God loves you, Mary. Do not be afraid. Over and over. It's what I said to myself as I realized more and more who my son was and what his life would be like. It's what I said to myself as I watched him walk away from home the last time, as I heard the rumblings against him in Jerusalem, as I watched him be mocked and tortured. It's what I said in quiet wonder when I heard the good news that he had risen from the dead. There were times it was hard to believe. I wish I could say I never doubted or felt unworthy or afraid again. But it's true of all of us. That side of being human. That's why I like to tell this part of the story, because just as much as fear and doubt are true for all of us, the angel's words are also true. Just like Jesus came to me, he comes to you. You who are highly favored, do not be afraid.